9th April, 1947. A Bouquet of Precepts. Yesterday morning, a group of Andras arrived and started questioning Bhagavan within 10 minutes of their arrival. Question: Bhagavan teaches us always to know ourselves. He should kindly teach us how to know ourselves and bless us. Bhagavan's reply: the kindness is always there. You should ask for something that is not there, and not for something that is there already. You should believe with all your heart that the kindness is there, that is all. Another said, in the Vedic recitations that are conducted here daily, they say, Tasya Shikaya Madhye Paramatma Vyavastitaha. What is Shikaya Madhye, in the middle of the summit? Bhagavan's reply, Shikaya Madhye means in the middle of the summit of the fire, and not in the tuft of the hair of the Vedas. It means that the Paramatma resides in the center of the fire of knowledge that is generated by churning of the Vedas. Question: in what asana is Bhagavan usually seated? Bhagavan, in what asana? In the asana of the heart. Wherever it is pleasant, that is my asana. That is called Sukhasana, the asana of happiness. That asana of the heart is peaceful and gives happiness. There is no need for any other asana for those who are seated in that one. Another said, the Gita says, Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja. Discard all dharmas and seek refuge in me. What are the dharmas that are conveyed by the expression Sarva dharman? Bhagavan, Sarva dharman means all the dharmas of life. Parityaja means having discarded those dharmas. Mamekam means me, the ekaswarupa, the only one self. Sharanam vraja means take refuge. Question: the expression Hridaya granti bhedanam occurs in Sri Ramana Gita. What is meant by it? Answer: that is what I say, going away, exit, extinction of all vasanas, destruction of the ego, I, destruction of jivatva, destruction of the mind, and so many other names. All mean the same thing. Manunashanam, destruction of the mind, is hridaya granti bhedanam. The word jnanam also means the same thing, some technical word for the sake of recognizing. When the conversation started, an attendant switched on the fan, finding it to be stuffy in the hall. Bhagavan got it stopped, remarking, why this? And turning to those nearby, said, look here, many people ask how anyone can continue to engage in performing karma after he has become a jnani. In reply to that question, in the olden days, they used to quote the potter's wheel as a comparison. As the wheel turns round and round, the pot emerges. Even after the pot is finished and the turning of the wheel is stopped, the wheel does not stop revolving for some time longer. In these days, we can cite the example of the electric fan. We switched it off, but it did not stop revolving for some time after. Similarly, even after one becomes a jnani, he does not give up the physical body so long as actions which he is destined to perform with it remain unfinished. Suddenly, a little baby of about 8 months began to prattle, Tata, Tata, behind my back. When Bhagavan heard those sweet words, he lifted his head and asked who it was. I said, it is our little child, Mangalam. Bhagavan is very fond of babies, he said. Is it she? I thought it is some older girl. Has she already begun to call out Tata, Tata? The child continued to say Tata, Tata. Bhagavan said to those nearby, see this wonder. Children first begin to say the word Tata, which means Tan, Tan. Tan, Tan, it is its own self, is the same with our minds also. The word I comes out first, automatically. Only thereafter the words you, he, etc. are uttered, just as all other words follow the word Tata, in the case of little children. It is only after the feeling aham, ego, comes, that the other feelings follow. It was nearly 9 o'clock, and so Krishna Swami turned on the radio to verify the time. After the clock struck 9, the radio ended with the words, Namaste to all. Bhagavan smiled and said, the radio announcer says Namaste to all, as if he and they were different. Is he not one of them? It amounts to this, that he is saluting himself also. They do not realize that. That is the strange thing.